put your website to work while you play. A website works 24/7, so no matter where you are or what you're doing, people can still find you online. Start building your website today at GoDaddy.com. It starts with a .com domain. Enter promo code 199MYLF, that's 199MILF, at checkout to get your .com for just $1.99. Some limitations apply. See website for details. And welcome to MILF Talk, Make Your Life Fabulous. I'm Sophie Venable, psychologist, life coach, mother of two, and author of MILF 101, Make Your Life Fabulous. Whether you're married with children, single, divorced, or all of the above, I'm talking to you about life, relationships, and of course, whenever possible, sex.
Sex?
Yeah. That's because Todd's here, and he loves to talk about sex. I'm joined by the wonderful Todd Anderson. Ladies and gentlemen, let's give him some applause just for showing up.
Hey, I showed up.
Yay! I love it when you're here.
You don't get
excellent male perspective.
You don't get anything in life unless you show up. You got to show up.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
That's how it works.
Mm-hmm. You're gonna have a lot to say today, I think, about this topic.
Uh-oh.
So are out there? Are you?
So is it about? It's about sex.
Kind of.
Mm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Kind of is not like.
Well, it's related. You're gonna see. It's related. The question is, are you fighting about laundry and dishes and housework? Are you having less sex? They might be related.
What?
Yes.
How?
Okay. Well, here's a comment from a woman, and this is very, very typical, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Dear Sophie, I feel like I have a third child. I don't want to be a nag, but I can't get my husband to help with dishes or laundry without getting mad. What do I do?
Oh, my. So
yes.
That means that he's getting mad when she has to do the dishes?
Well,
or she gets mad?
It sounds like there's this kind of typical sort of power play in the household of like, I really need you to help. I need you to get involved in this. And then because, see, people have different ideas about when dishes should be washed or how laundry should be folded, right?
Mm-hmm,
and these are issues that they're not issues, but they're ways of living that people have in their own homes before they get married.
I see. But then when you bring the two,
you bring
two
these
styles together.
Right. Then you have to figure it out. And everybody, I think, thinks that this is going to magically work itself out because they're so in love.
Right.
Not the case. Right.
Right.
So because this. Okay.
Well, this is it's really kind of a roommate situation when you really think about it.
Right.
Because I remember my roommate in college, who was a fella that I wasn't romantically involved with.
Okay.
He would and I'm a neat enough person, you know. I'm not uber anal retentive or anything, but
okay.
I like things to be clean and sanitary.
Right. Oh,
sanitary.
Sanitary is good. That's a goal that we should all
goal,
have,
yeah.
Right? You know, I mean, not like sanitized, but
sanitary. I feel like
safe.
Like where I should live, my kitchen should receive an A from the,
health department. I think that's fair. That's
and
a good goal.
He would leave the dishes, and then there was the passive aggressive thing with the roommate thing. So he would leave
right,
the dishes in the sink, in the water, like for days. But then it was like, if I do what I feel needs to be done here, which is the dishes,
right?
Then I'm
You're
sending
enabling.
Him the message that he can leave the dishes because I'll do them because I can't stand it.
Now, same issue.
Uh-huh.
Imagine that's your lover. How fucking unsexy is that?
Super unsexy.
Right? Okay, so that's why this needs to be dealt with. So what I want to say is that if you are out there at any point saying to your girlfriends or, God forbid, saying to your husband, I feel like I have a third child. I feel like I have a fourth child. You need to knock that shit off right now because it's not fair and it's mean and it's unproductive and you are going to kill your sex life and you are going to kill your marriage.
Right.
Okay? Because that is not how you handle this.
No.
All right? Because because you might feel that way, okay, but you need to stop saying it. And you need to actually handle the problem.
Well, you need to sit down and communicate.
Right.
Which is what I did with
this
my
is
roommate.
A very, but, you know, this is that whole martyr thing. It's sort of like, oh, poor me, I do this. And, oh, and I just feel like I have a third child. He never does anything. That makes you his mother, and nobody wants to fuck their mother. And if your sex life goes down the drain, your marriage is going down the drain. So you need to, like, right. red flag, red flag, red flag. Knock
well,
it off.
Well, in her defense, I mean, I think she's right.
Absolutely.
But
she
you're
can
right.
be totally
you
right.
Yeah,
it's
you don't
not
want to approach
cool.
it the wrong
it's
way.
It's not cool for him to not be chipping in. Okay?
Right.
That's not cool. But right. this whole mentality of... Ugh, I just have a third child is so destructive. And I think that people think it's kind of funny and they think it's just kind of a way that you can relate and talk about it.
Sure.
But it really needs to be a red flag.
Yeah.
Okay. And I think that especially if you're actually saying that to your husband.
Right.
Oh.
Right.
Wow. I mean, that's just emasculating and really like creates this parent child. He's going to just feel like a stubborn teenager. And then why is he going to want to help pitch in if he sort of feels like he's just doing it because you say so?
Right. Well, at right? the same time, though, why is this guy living in the past? I mean, like these are I know the traditional roles are the dad sits and watches TV while the wife does all the housework. But this is like 2015, aren't we past that now?
Well, that's what I think is another important issue is how we're raising our sons.
Right.
And I don't – and I actually – I don't know that it this problem necessarily comes up because he thinks she should be doing all the housework.
Right.
It's that sometimes it's that they literally, just like your roommate, have a different view of what's important in this moment.
Right.
Okay. And you like, let's say she has an agenda of like, I really want the kitchen clean right now.
Right.
You know, and he's kind of like, well, you know.
Yeah, I want to relax.
I'm going to relax or do this.
Home.
I just got home or whatever it is.
Yeah. In my roommate's case, it was he put smoking cigarettes ahead of doing the dishes. So he would smoke cigarettes.
Not an excellent priority choice.
No. He was
not a good argument. I think we need to raise our boys in the same way that you teach them that brushing and flossing your teeth and, you know, making it is part of your daily routine, that boys do laundry and boys do dishes and men do dishes, men do laundry.
Right.
Like, let's teach them and show them that self-care, house care is part of self-care,
right?
Because I would like this conversation to be about how... You know, when we all, you know, do chip in,
mm-hmm.
I don't want to be your nagging wife. I don't want to be your mom. I just want to be living with a man who can handle his shit because that's sexy.
Right. That's
so
true.
If that conversation can be couched in a way that it's like, hey, like, I know that people joke and they say it's man porn when they're like doing the laundry and stuff, you know,
mm-hmm.
but I don't want it to be that like, oh, if you do this, I'll put out. It's not that. It's about we all get to be grownups and come to the table as grownups and we can all handle our shit. And that's sexy.
Right.
Right. Because
right.
this thing that she's doing, this sort of like, you know, feeling like she's becoming the nag in the
right.
household, this is completely destructive and it's insidious.
Yeah.
Because it does feel like, well, it's a roommate situation. We're just, it's just dishes. It's just dishes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then the next thing you know, you haven't had sex in 2 weeks.
Right.
right? Because everybody's just kind of pissy with each other and being passive aggressive.
Right.
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 So I think that this woman here, already in crisis. Like, you have red flags all over the place. You need to have a conversation.
Sounds that way.
Right?
Yeah.
So, okay, so we've talked about dishes before. Right?
Yes, we have.
Well, we were talking to Dr. Donna, and she was grilling you about, like, owning your shit.
Owning your shit.
Around
yeah.
the dishes. Well, because you do the dishes. But
I
your
do.
Wife had a problem with you were stacking the dishes.
How I was stacking the dishes.
And instead of saying, sorry, Donna wanted you to be like, That's just how I'm going to do them sometimes when I'm in a hurry.
That's
right?
the way it is.
Different issue.
Yeah, it is a different issue. Well, you know, my wife and I have, you know, a pretty, I guess, non-traditional marriage in that she works full time
mm-hmm.
and I work part time just because of my profession, really. So I wind up having more time on my hands
mm-hmm.
to do things like neaten up the house or do the actual house cleaning or go grocery shopping or whatever.
Right.
Part of the reason I do that when I have the free time, you know, instead of like sitting down and working on my novel or whatever,
uh-huh.
is because I like to spend time with her.
Right.
That's not like, you know,
about that.
About that. You know, I'm not going to wait to do the chores when she's. So that's part of why I do it.
And that's also, a loving choice.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a loving choice. And I think that that's part of it too, is that sometimes you don't want to come, you want to sort of be like, hey, I want to relax with you too.
Right.
I want to be part, like, let's do this so that we can relax together.
Right.
And so I think that the conversation of, I need you to help me with the housework, is not the right conversation, because that also couches it as, this is my job and you're doing me a favor.
Right.
Okay. I think that the conversation needs to be, we need to talk about our house and how we want to take care of it and how we want to live in it.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Right.
I'm used to the dishes being done at night. You're okay with leaving them till morning. Okay.
Right.
But what usually happens is that ends up being my gig. Okay.
Right.
So, you know, how do we want to deal with that? You know, what feels fair? Because everybody's going to have different boundaries, right? Everybody's
right.
going to say, you know, it would really help me a lot if I could just go to bed. Okay. If she could go to bed with all the dishes done, everybody's going to be happier going
right.
to bed. I'm just
right.
saying.
Well, and just split when you are home together.
Uh-huh.
Like splitting those duties or taking turns to, like, that's what my wife and I do. Like every night, you know, when I'm not actually out working,
mm-hmm.
which happens sometimes, but when we're home, you know, we take turns. One of us will hang out with the kid and mm-hmm. sort of do his nighttime routine with him, and the
uh-huh.
other one does the dishes, but we take turns doing those two things.
Right, which is great for your kid too.
Right.
Right.
And that's a good example.
Yeah, it's setting a good example. It also, like, I used to be the one who always put the kids to bed.
Right.
You know, and
right.
I think it's great for the kid to experience that with both parents,
both parents,
right?
Yeah.
So, I think that the frustration with the work, you have to be honest that it's not just about the work. That it's about how the evening is going or how the day is going and how and if you have feelings about it, like, I just feel like you kind of leave your mess for me and that makes me feel like you're made
right.
or whatever. But you need to be able to express these things. You have to have this conversation when you're not angry.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You can't, like, have this reasonable conversation when you're already, like, slamming things around and breathing heavily.
Right.
slamming cabinets, right?
Yeah.
Thank you for the dramatization.
You're welcome.
And, you know, really discuss, like, what needs to be done. And you know, maybe you do have things that are mostly your job and mostly his job, you know? I mean, I can't mow the lawn. I'm, like, violently allergic to grass, so that would not be my job. But
yeah.
in my case, we would probably hire somebody to mow the lawn because
right.
neither one of us wanted to do it, right?
Right, right.
So, you know, you just really look at, this is house care. This is home care. This is what we do, and we are a family now. I'm not living with my family. You're not living with your. We are the family, and we are the grown-ups in this household. And so let's figure out what would work for us and what would feel good so that we can decompress together and we can enjoy this together, because, you know, I don't want to be your mother and I don't want to be nagging.
Right.
And so that the ultimate goal is connection.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. And sharing the duties so nobody gets mad. I mean, even my dad, my parents had a very traditional marriage. He had the full-time job and she was the homemaker, the housewife and all that.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Every time that he was home, they were always splitting those duties. They would do the dishes together and stuff. So, you know.
Well, he obviously understood that, yes, he was out working outside the home, but that she was also, like, chasing kids around all day, because I'm sure
right.
you were a pain in the ass.
A major.
Right?
Major pain
and
in the ass.
And he just had complete sympathy for her with you.
Right.
Right?
Right. Totally. Yeah.
So... So when he came home, for whatever reason,
it does help
whatever,
to have a common enemy.
It does.
In
it,
your
it's,
child.
It bonds you.
Brings you together.
Yes, it does bring you together. So he didn't have a problem with, see, some men back in the day might have found that very emasculating
right.
to do housework. And I know it's, you know, 2015, but there is still paradigm out there that changing diapers or doing dishes or doing laundry is somehow emasculating. And honestly, I just think that's what's so great about people moving out of their parents' house and living alone for a year.
Right.
Because when you do that, unless your mommy's coming over and doing your laundry for you, which is just a really bad idea.
Yeah, that's...
Then you need... then you're the one that goes out and buys the toothpaste. And you're the one that has to go out and make sure that there's laundry soap. And, oh, there's no towels in the bathroom? I guess that's my job to fold those and put those in. And again, like, a man who can handle his shit, just normal day-to-day...
Yeah.
You know, I know that it shouldn't be bonus points, but... Anybody who can take care of themselves is sexier.
Yeah, than someone who needs to be taken care of. Yeah, sure, absolutely.
Because it just, you know, eventually you're going to get tired of picking up his crap. And it doesn't feel loving. Ultimately, what it really comes down to when, and obviously the situation can be completely reversed. I mean, you know, there are plenty of women who don't do shit around the house and the husband's doing everything
that's
too.
True too.
I mean, that does happen, okay?
Right.
So obviously this situation can be reversed. But when you're talking about a love relationship and an intimate relationship, right, it all comes down to wherever you feel like you're being gypped or taken advantage of, or where you feel like you're kind of betraying yourself in or enabling somebody, this all comes down to... This doesn't feel loving.
Right.
The fact that you don't chip in ultimately makes me feel disconnected because now I just sort of feel like, you know, whether or not I can relax with you or whether or not we have time together, like you were saying, matters.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
So that has to be the honesty of the conversation.
Right. Yeah. I agree with you. I think that's good advice.
Well, I'm glad we all agree.
Good sound advice. help out around the house. It's not that hard.
But again, it's not because like, oh, he's vacuuming for me. Now I'm going to put out. It's like, oh my gosh, he just kind of like lightened the load and made it so that we have less to think about. Like, you know,
you
it's all about
to,
that.
Yeah.
You know, men like to protect and provide.
Sure.
And that is part of that providing of like, oh, okay, like I'm going to chip in and lighten up the load for everybody, right? I mean, for all of us.
And then you have time to
bone. To have sex.
To bone.
So that's what this is all about, ladies. You need to frame this as... Us both doing housework is really good for our sex life.
There it is.
And scene.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So that's the lesson for today. Where do we find you, darling? Thank you for joining me.
Of course. ToddRobertAnderson.com. There you can go there.
He's a busy, busy man. Find him all over the place.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Well, you can find me on Facebook at Sophie Venable, and you can like the MILF Talk page if you would be so kind. And you can get a free goal-setting workbook on my website at makeyourlifefabulous.com, and it kind of goes nicely with my book that you can get on Amazon. It's also available in Kindle, Nook, iBooks, and more. So thanks for joining me, and thank you all for listening.
If you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schleichinger, I've been friends with her for 10 years, one of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore because it's here and it's funny. And I love you.